The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Be a Kid Again Day, Tony. Do you have fond memories of your childhood?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Indeed, I do. Teddy Roosevelt was president, and my family had a steam car. It was great. Just great.
I mean, so you'd have to be about 130 now. I know you call yourself an old man, but you'd have to be 130 to have been a kid with Teddy Roosevelt, big man.
Well, we went to elementary school together, and he used to say, Tony, and I would call him TR. And he'd say, Tony, I want to spend my life charging up San Juan Hill. And I said, TR, that's great. By the way, we're on the iPad today, so if I look crazy, that's why. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Coach Boone wants more free throws. Miami Hurricanes players will be getting paid. And Roger Federer says he doesn't know whether he'll be back at Wimbledon. But we begin today with the Tampa Bay Lightning, making Mayor Jane Castor look good by indeed winning the Stanley Cup at home last night, 1-0. Tampa Bay becomes the second team to win back-to-back cups in the last 23 years. Wilbon, we both tend to dismiss Sun Belt hockey teams, but is Tampa Bay on the verge of being a dynasty at this point?
Tony, I don't know about dynasty because I think those things are overstated anyway. But, I mean, we got to look at this franchise as being sort of a model now in the NHL. I mean, for several decades, that was, of course, Montreal, you know, the victim in this particular Stanley Cup final. But when you go out there and you beat the Canadiens and do it 1-0 and survive that sort of Montreal fury in the last few minutes of that game, it was both exciting and instructive, I think. I think that you and I, yes, we dismissed the Sun Belt hockey teams because we're old enough to remember the original six or at least places where you can go out and skate in the winter and play hockey outdoors as you and I did growing up. But man, I mean, the Lightning, Tony, I think we have to look at them differently and we have to look at the NHL differently as it moves forward.
Yeah, so I'm a little leery to call them a dynasty because the last 2 years, this year was that weird divisional setup and last year was the bubble, and these may be outliers for all that I know. But when you look at Tampa Bay, I think that they are, along with Pittsburgh, the only teams to win three times, the Cup three times in the 2000s. Or no, they're the only teams to get there four times. They won three in Chicago, I believe, also won three in the 2000s. Yeah. They went to the playoff series this time 16-7. I mean, the only Islanders gave them a series. And let's look at this coach, John Cooper, for a second, because he must know what he's doing. In the last two postseasons, Mike, they're 15-0 after a loss. That's absolutely incredible. It's simply incredible. The guy's been there 8 years, gone to the playoffs seven of the eight, gone to the Cup three times, gone to the conference finals five times. There's, you know, that whole city, right? They won the Super Bowl as well, and their baseball team went to the World Series. The whole city, yeah. Tampa Bay's doing great.
Yeah, I can zero in on the NHL team, Tony. When you go and you have that kind of success before the bubble and in the bubble, and whatever this is sort of a hybrid for the NHL where it's restricted but not in a bubble, that's just let's give them their due.
Okay.
You know, let's tip the cap if we had them on.
One last thing. Did you see Kucherov? Did you see him in a press conference with his shirt off?
Yeah, well, I mean, what is the shirt off thing? I mean, you know.
Like, he might have had no pants on, Mike. The guy doesn't play at all during the regular season. Then he's the leading scorer in the playoffs. Then he rips Montreal fans. Very cool. Very cool.
And the franchise figured out how to work that, too, in terms of personnel and roster. Again, top to bottom for them. We're just a few hours away from tonight's game two of the NBA Finals. In answer to a reporter's question about the Suns' 26-16 free throw advantage in the game one win, Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer said, quote, "I can't remember the last time a team got 25 free throws against the Bucks," close quote. He also thinks the Bucks deserve more trips to the line given the way they attacked the basket. What is he talking about? Tony, does Coach Bud have any legit gripe? You find one before I tear into him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even talking about the legitimacy of his gripe. That's not what this is about, Mike. This is taking a page out of the Pat Riley and the Phil Jackson playbook. This is complaining out loud and publicly to grease the skids for game two to get to the foul line a little bit more. I guarantee you Chris Middleton will get to the foul line in game two. He took 26 shots in game one. He didn't get there at all. I mean, I'm not saying that Phoenix won't get there 25 times again, but I think the disparity will be a lot smaller because this is what coaches do to send a message to the commissioner and the referees for equity.
I'm glad I got a little time left because I'm going to go for a while now. I know Pat Riley and Phil Jackson, and this gentleman is neither one of them, okay? A 10 free throw disparity when your guys are chucking shots from the outside and they aren't aggressively going to the basket. What film was he watching on the off day? And did the referees send Brooke Lopez at 7 feet? And did they send Bobby Portis at 6'11"? Did they send them out stupidly on switches to guard Chris Paul? I don't want to hear any of this garbage. It's garbage, Tony. He needs to own what he hasn't done. That defense, that switching defense, whoever decided to go to it and employ it against Chris Paul, that's about the dumbest thing you can do. And in the finals, no less, if you haven't seen Chris Paul, as if he came out of the heavens and it was game one in his career. 26-16 is not some great free throw disparity, Tony. The Milwaukee Bucks will just some games jack up threes. They don't go to the basket at all, even though they have a dominant force in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can just kill you inside. He'll just be floating around. I know he only shot two in this game, but don't tell me that the Bucks got hacked. They didn't. They weren't even close enough to the basket to see a free throw. This is garbage. They may win tonight. They may make all the adjustments tonight. Coach Bud may be a hero tonight. But in the last game, that was dunce cap material.
So I'm going to give you one thing that you can chew on, that quote, which I like so much. I can't remember the last time a team got 25 free throws against the Bucks. So Coach Boo doesn't have much of a memory because it was during these playoffs. It was in May and Miami got 25. By the way, neither of those teams lives at the foul line. They shoot and make fewer fouls than any teams in the playoffs. We move on. Dan Lambert owns a bunch of gyms in South Florida, and he is a big Miami Hurricanes football fan. Lambert says he's going to give all 90 Miami players $500 a month to drive business to his gyms through social media. Now, we have done the math here. That's $540,000 a year, and it's legal now. Lambert says, and I quote, "I want to help the kids. I want to reward them for what they do, and I want a better product on the field," unquote. Wilvon, what does this sponsorship offer indicate to you what may be coming in college football?
A lot of stuff's coming, and it's not $540,000 per kid. It's about $6,000 a kid.
It's total.
Okay? So total. Yeah, well, let's just make this available because people are basically worse at math than you and me, and we're terrible. So let's make sure we get the real numbers and not go, you know, NFL contract-wise here.
But it's out of his pocket, $540,000.
So what? That's a businessman. That's what he does. He's making an investment. But, Tony,
right.
And if you're a kid in that program, you're thinking, okay, it's pretty good for me. It's going to give me a little something, some gas money and some food and some, you know, go out when I want to money. But, Tony, first of all, we don't know what this means for the other Division I football programs and other programs. This rule that was just passed, name, image, and likeness, is not just about football. If you're a great golfer and you can hang a shingle and give lessons or have a commercial with Ping, you know, or PXG, I should say more importantly out here, then that applies to you. So we don't know what it's going to do. It's going to cause for jealousy in the locker room, in the clubhouse, in the classroom. It's going to cause all kinds of things. It's going to cause kids who aren't nearly as good as they are, think they are, to go off the rails. And by the way, I support the right for them to go off the rails. But don't think this is going to be some panacea where everybody's going to cash in and we're all going to be at the bar every night and there's going to be no problems in NCAA, because that would be stupid thinking.
So I think we are probably along the same wavelength here in that I think that this has now become the Wild West, where there are no rules and there are no regulations and it's straight cash, homie, and you wonder what's going to go on. I believe, Mike, and I'm sure you do as well, that the new rule is just that players ought to be able to get some money for their name, image, and likeness. Absolutely. But I don't know where it's going. I don't know whether players are going to transfer from one school to the next because there's a bigger offer at the next school from a car guy or a business guy or a restaurant guy. I don't know where it's headed. It feels sort of scandalous to me, even though I know it's just. You mentioned golf before. Let me give you a name, and I hope I pronounced this correctly. Mega Gane was the girl who led the U.S. Women's Open for the first 2 days. She's going to be a freshman at Stanford next year. You don't think she's going to get a ball deal or a club deal or an apparel deal? Of course she's going to get those things.
Yeah.
The quarterback at Miami, his name is Derek King. He's already got a deal with college hunks selling junk or loading junk, whatever that's called. He's got a website where he's going to sell his own autograph stuff. He's got a deal with a car dealership. I mean, there's going to be money coming in here. I hope the schools don't start paying money. You know, I hope that doesn't happen. But I don't know where this is going, and you don't know where this is going.
And nobody knows. Giving the money away knows where it's going. And what about the kids who don't get it, and they're sharing the same locker and bathroom every day from 3 to 6 p.m. before and after practice? How are they going to feel, and what's that dynamic going to do?
At Miami... At a place like Miami, there may be a bigger pool of money than in Lincoln, Nebraska, or Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I mean, I don't know where this is going.
Smaller than Los Angeles or Chicago.
Yes, it is. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Coming up, what should we make of Johnny Juzang pulling out of the NBA draft and returning to UCLA?
And what's the word for Roger Federer's future at Wimbledon?
There's a
Miami
college kid
ain't
now.
The biggest place. It ain't the
Pay
biggest
me.
Place or the richest
Pay
place
me.
In America.
Put money in my hand. Pay me.
We'll see.
And Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Ford. Built Ford proud.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's time to fill in some blanks, and what's the word? What's first?
It's blank that Johnny Juzang has withdrawn from the NBA draft and is returning to UCLA.
It's smart that he's doing that. He was going to be a second-round pick. There wasn't going to be a lot of money. There weren't going to be any guarantees. Remember, this is a kid, Mike, who couldn't play at all at Kentucky. Then he's a revelation at UCLA. He averages, I think, 23 points in the tournament and per game, and UCLA goes from being a play-in team to the Final Four, right? So you want to talk about a kid who is standing there now to get money. It's Johnny Juzang. He's in Los Angeles. That's
right.
Hollywood. That's movie stars. He doesn't have to work for college hunks hauling junk. He can stand on any corner in Westwood, put his hand out, and movie stars will drop a 50 into it. And if the team is good, by the way, he'll be a first-round draft pick next year. He's smart.
He's pragmatic. And that's smart, but pragmatic, Tony, which is something that's just, I don't know, gone out the window in the culture. I mean, he's looking at this, or someone's helping him look at it, or both, and saying, you know what, kid, you're a late bloomer. I know nobody under 50 seems to understand what a late bloomer is, but it's a kid who's not a phenom at 16 or 15 or 17. You have learned how to play. You have made yourself better. Let's try that verse again, and you may wind up being a lottery pick, and you won't have to worry about name, image, and likeness because you can sign an actual contract in the NBA, Pragmatic.
Agreed. What's next?
It's blank that Roger Federer says he doesn't know whether he'll return to Wimbledon.
It's father time. It's father time calling. Federer got his doors blown off. He lost to a 14 seed from that tennis capital of Poland. He got 6-0 bageled in the third set. That's only the third time, Mike, in 429 matches in a major that he lost 6-0 in a set. And if he returns to Wimbledon next year, he's going to be 40 years old. He's not Benjamin Button. He's not getting any younger. It's over. He's the greatest Wimbledon champion of all time. He has 8 of these things, but he's not getting 9. This isn't a close loss that you can build on. This is the door closing.
Yeah, Tony, I'd like to come at this from a different angle, but there's no other angle. It's aging. I mean, Roger Federer has to know that. You know what? He talked so eloquently after, I think, his third-round match, maybe his fourth-round match, about how he and his team, it's interesting how now, you know, in tennis and golf, everybody has to
people have teams. Have a team. Everybody got teams. Yeah.
So, but he walked around the grounds of Wimbledon with this team. And he just looked. He just took it in. This is great. He's Roger Federer. He doesn't owe anybody in tennis, anybody in the sports world anymore. He's Roger Federer. But Father Time isn't catching up with Roger Federer. Father Time is living in the back of his tennis shirt and has crawled up on his shoulders, okay? Father Time has caught him and is about to put him down.
You walk around Wimbledon in the same way that Drew Brees walked around the Superdome. That's it.
Yes.
You know that's it. And by the way, that's it for us. Let's take one last break still to come. Does baseball have a problem with players opting out of the All-Star game?
And Tony will gush about Shohei Ohtani's latest home run. That
it's 32,
you can
Mike.
Bet on.
It's 32. Most exciting player in the American League. It's 32. And yesterday when you said Tatis was exciting since who, Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
You know, how about Willie Mays?
Yeah.
How about Willie Mays, Mike?
All right. I forgot Mays.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 69th birthday, Jack Lambert, the Hall of Fame middle linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, a cornerstone of the Steel Curtain. Lambert was a 4-time Super Bowl champion, a 6-time first-team All-Pro, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the NFL Rookie of the Year, a thorough beast. Most of the photos of Lambert while he was playing showed him without his front teeth, making him look even more ferocious. Lambert played college football at Kent State in Ohio. And to people of a certain age like me, Kent State is forever associated with the terrible tragedy of American students being shot by American National Guard troops in 1970, not with football. But along with Lambert, Kent State produced Antonio Gates, who went to 8 Pro Bowls, James Harrison, who went to 5, Josh Cribbs, who went to 3, Roosevelt Nix, who went to 1, and Julian Edelman, the MVP of a Super Bowl.
That's amazing, Tony. If I'm going to go for meanest, just meanest defensive player of all time, Lambert's on the short list, right? I mean, with Deacon Jones, Night Train Lane, Dick Butkus, I mean, that's a core of a mean team that you don't want to mess with.
Well, how about Mean Joe Green, if you're going to be mean? Happy anniversary, LeBron James. On this day 11 years ago, LeBron told a national television audience on something called The Decision that he was taking his talents to South Beach to join Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and give Pat Riley a super team. You may remember that a few days later, LeBron, Wade, and Bosh sat in big chairs on a makeshift stage in blue sky about how many NBA championships they would win in Miami. LeBron famously said, not two, not three, not four. I think LeBron might have gotten all the way to six or seven before he started laughing. The correct number turned out to be two. Two championships. They got to four straight finals and they won twice, or one fewer than Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green won in Golden State. Wilbon, weren't you part of that TV show, The Decision?
Yeah, Tone, some years ago in about 15 to 18 pounds. And there was a lot of steaks consumed at Prime 112. LeBron, Chris Bosh, and D-Wade, thank you for that.
So great that you're plugging Prime 112 and you plug PHG before you. So great. You know, happy trails to the All-Star game,
big fella.
For Jacob DeGrom. The best pitcher in baseball will skip next week's game, where he would likely have been the starting pitcher for the National League to spend time with his family and rest for the second half of the season. Yesterday, DeGrom went seven innings against the Brewers, allowed two solo homers, and struck out 10 to become the second fastest pitcher ever to reach 1,500 career strikeouts. DeGrom has a 1.08 ERA, the second lowest ERA at the All-Star break to Bob Gibson's 1.06 in 1968. Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa also said they will skip the All-Star game. In DeGrom's case, you can point to a variety of small injuries this season. In the case of the Houston Astros, it feels a little like payback for the way baseball and fans have treated them.
Tony, this seems like NFL players in the Pro Bowl. I mean, you know, the biggest stars, they just wave at the Pro Bowl. It's not even in Hawaii anymore. You don't know if they want to participate. And this is getting a little whiff of that to me with this treatment of the All-Star game.
One omission, baseball has extended Trevor Bauer's leave another 7 days while the league and Pasadena authorities investigate the sexual assault allegations against him. Let's go to the big finish. Olympic organizers banned spectators from most events at the Tokyo Games. Does that make sense to you?
Tone, there's another state of emergency due to COVID. I mean, cases have spiked. I understand. Don't want to see it, but we understand. Shohei hit his 30-second home run yesterday. I know you're just, you know, going crazy over this. Break it down for us.
He's the most exciting player in baseball. He's the biggest attraction and all of that. Let me get 32 home runs. Let me go back on what's going on in the Olympics for a second. Now it's just a television show, Mike. If there's nobody in the seats, that's why they're having it. It's a television show. Your Cubs beat the Phillies to snap their losing streak at 11. Yeah. You must be relieved.
Tony, maybe, but I mean, they got to get hot again to even have a pretense at a wild card spot. It just seems like it's a done summer. The Dodgers placed Clayton Kershaw on the injured list with forearm inflammation. Are you concerned?
Look, you mentioned the NFL before and those guys not going to their Pro Bowl. I'll make an analogy to basketball right now. Stars are being hurt in a lot of sports.
Yes.
Baseball pitchers are going out all over the place. You saw it in the playoffs in basketball.
Sad.
Last one. Top seed Ash Barty will meet 8 seed Carolina Pliskova in the Wimbledon finals. You like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Serena's going to come walking through the door. I'm going to watch, but it's, you know, it's not the most glamorous thing.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser on an
iPad. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.